Greetings, curious minds. You're now tuned into the further adventures of Shortwave Kitsch. New stories, vintage vibes. If you enjoy what you hear and want to support the weird and wonderful, head over to swkradio.com. There you'll discover various ways to join our community and keep the transmissions alive. But don't worry, we'll remind you about that later. For now, let's tune in.
Welcome, brave listeners. With open arms and hearts full of love and laughter, turn the lights down, sit back, and relax. We'll all share the fun, frivolity, and a slew of other F-words. Leave your troubles at the door and forget all of your worries. For the next hour, you've discovered Shortwave Kitsch. They say the language of love is music, or as someone once said, I think. So let us share this song with you.
In a quiet town where snowflakes fall, all by myself, I danced against the wall. A fading ember, my love burned bright. The record spins, I sing with all of my might. No gift. Presence under the tree, I'm the losing corner in a love triangle, you see. I keep on dancing, vowing to rise above. I spin and I waltz throughout the season of love. Step one, I love him so. Step two, he let me go. Flow, the Yuletide three-step show. As the band plays on my gramophone, the weight of the day, I'm all alone. I let the music fill the void inside. Lost in melodies, my soul is revived. Though the battle's lost, I'll have the last laugh. I'll win the war, but they'll face my wrath. With match and gas, I set their house on fire. The smoke billows, their world about to expire. Step one, I loved him so. Step two, he let me go. Step three, my tears did flow. The Yuletide three-step show. Step one, I loved him so. Step two, he let me go. Step three, his house aglow. So much for the Yuletide three-step show.
They say that all you need to be a cowboy is guts and a horse. But what about all the others living on the open range? Well, we'll find out together after a word from our sponsor.
They should be here any minute.
Then they can tell us which is better.
You're in such a rush to find out you're wrong.
Well, we'll see who's going to eat crow and who has to clean up the leftovers afterward.
And so it begins.
Alice, Edna, Jean, come in, come in. It's so good to see you.
Well, club is an amazing way for us ladies to get together.
We couldn't wait to be here. We enjoyed this book so much.
We're just chomping at the bit to talk about it.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Now that everyone is here, I suppose we can let the cat out of the bag.
It's been a tough but rewarding experience with the Diary of Anne Frank.
Ooh, don't tell me the end. I haven't finished it yet, and I want to be surprised.
Oh, Jean.
Let's get things started.
Oh, you're as excited as we are!
Well, the book club was just a friendly ruse. We've lured you here to talk soap.
Soap?
Yeah, suds, the lather, foamy goodness.
They get it, Gladys.
The bubbly.
Isn't that champagne?
Ooh, an afternoon cocktail? How scandalous. Are we gonna have a drink while we talk about the book?
Probably not, Jean.
Gladys here and I have been having a disagreement, and we wanted to prove once and for all which one of our dish soap cleaners is better.
Not only better, but best.
I've been using this tried and true soap for ages, ladies. It may be old-fashioned, but it's got the heart of gold.
And I've been on the cutting edge of pristine science.
We promised, no clever turns of phrase, we'd let the results speak for themselves.
Glasgow Lisker Cleanse is like nothing you've ever seen before. It's the dishwashing revolution we've all been waiting for.
Whatever do you mean, Gladys?
Why use soap when you can use detergent?
Ooh, detergent. Do you know what they're talking about, Jean?
Not at all.
Soap has been around for nearly 5,000 years, all made of natural materials. Detergents are a gift of science, man-made from the mind of God.
Real dramatic, Gladys.
After the First World War, there was a real need for animal fat to make those bars of soap, but a shortage of those same fats prevented them from being manufactured. A superior option was created. But you don't have to take my word for it. The proof is in the pudding.
Mmm. I love pudding.
Oh, God.
Let's go to the kitchen and show you.
The ladies are magically escorted to the kitchen for this delicate demonstration. Perhaps slightly less magically.
Sorry.
They began feverishly frolicking with their foamy flatware.
Look at these suds. They're as frothy as a bubble bath. Take that, Gladys.
Oh, Rose, while you're battling with your suds, you storm. Classic Elixir Cleanse is dancing its way through these dirty plates. It's like a waltz of detoxification.
This is incredible.
Do you have any idea what's happening here, Jean?
Honestly, no, but it's incredible.
The competition escalates as Rose and Gladys raise the stakes.
Plates are easy.
I'm just getting warmed up, Rose.
From cutlery to colanders.
That fork's still showing spots.
You say that as if your spoons are shiny.
Glasses to graters.
Do you have a problem with hard water, Gladys?
We're in your kitchen, Rose.
So we are.
Finally, the bane of every good and doting wife's existence, greasy pots and pans.
I can see your hands glowing red from here.
Does it matter if the job is getting done?
With each passing moment, the tension rises. Rose Palmer's kitchen has transformed into a battleground of soapy proportions.
You can do it, Gladys!
You're one of my best friends, Jean.
No one's better than you, Rose!
Glad to see you have your alliances, Jean.
Thank you, Gladys.
These pots have a mind of their own. Oh, no. I'm slipping.
Must be that grease getting the better of you.
I'm doing just fine.
Give up?
Never. I'll conquer these dishes even if it's the last thing I do.
Do you yield?
I refuse to surrender.
Do you yield?
I can't hold on any longer.
Rose! Rose, are you okay?
I'm fine. Beaten but well.
Oh, Rose, you put up quite the fight. Everything in your sink is so clean. Nothing to be ashamed of there. But Classic Elixir Cleanse is the unrivaled victor of cleanliness. The undisputed heavyweight champion of dishwashing.
As the competition draws to a close, both ladies survey their sparkling, pristine dishes.
Yours look immaculate. Oh,
time marches forward, and so do the ever-expanding inventions of the highly acclaimed Dr. Clutterbuck.
I suppose you're right. Regular soap is great, but the Classic Elixir Cleanse by Dr. Clutterbuck, it's heads above the rest.
It certainly is. Now come here, Rose. Come here, Rosie. I'm
hugging you right now so the others can't hear me. But know this, if you ever question my cleaning prowess again, I will destroy you and everything you hold dear in this world. Now laugh a little to show that you understand and not to draw attention. That's a good girl. Now, how about we dirty up some of these plates with some delicious lunch?
Classic elixir cleanse by the incredible Dr. Clutterbuck. Dishwashing competitions should always be taken with a pinch of soap. When you pick up a box, prepare yourself for an all-purpose adventure like no other.
I love this, but next month can we read As I Lay Dying? I hear it's really funny.
Oh, Jean!
And now, back to our regularly scheduled program. There was a time when men were men and the West was wild, when spurs and lassos were a way of life. Giddyup Gulch was an oasis to those sunburned yet hardworking people that chose manifest destiny as a way of life.
Hey, y'all!
Welcoming each and every God-fearing red-blooded man into town is Prudence Beaumont.
That's me. If you didn't know it before, you sure shootin' know it now. Come see me and my gals at the Scratching Post. We'll cure what ails you.
While small, the traffic flow in and out of this tiny borough make it a prime target for those with big ideas and even bigger bank accounts. On one side, a railroad tycoon that wants to run a line right through the town. On the other side, a gold prospector that's convinced the only way to find auric riches is to dig the town up. Who will save the day?
Well, that's where I come in.
Meet Lucky Allman.
Well, howdy, folks.
Allman is an everyman, a simple country boy who lived on the wrong side of the law for most of his life. He's turned over a new leaf.
Shucks. 'Twas nothing as impressive as all that now.
Together along with their merry band of brothers.
And sisters.
Sure. Together they'll defend with life and limb what they've built and sworn to protect.
Who's with me?
To the ends of the earth, Miss Prue.
While some prefer a gathering shindig or hootenanny, others can't resist a hog-killing time. Tonight's tale of the Wild West, the Coventry Corral. With Christmas quickly approaching, the town of Giddyup Gulch was filled with the festive spirit of the season and joyful anticipation for what the holiday might bring.
Well, Cleveland, 'twas a real pickle, but I think I finally figured out what to get Miss Prue. Christmas is only a couple days away.
Certainly is, Luck.
You mindin' if I ask your opinion?
On?
See, money's been tight as we live off the land, and the land's been, a little somewhat cold as of late.
Certainly has. What you thinking?
I wrote a poem.
Well, ain't that creative? And frugal. Those are the two places love truly intersects.
You want to read it?
Oh, Lucky, you know I can't read all that good. Besides, I prefer them exotic etch instead of them written words. Ever consider one of them?
Oh, shucks, Cleve. You know I was never into them that bear at all.
And Miss Prue
is the most beautiful and pure woman that ever walked this here earth.
It's Christmas time. Mary bore Jesus and Prue owns a cat house.
See? Although, I ain't never seen hide nor hair of any tabby or any tomcat. Prue is taking care of all those in need.
Luck, you're a good one. But I think your heart is bigger than your head. Especially when it comes to what's supposed to be inside it.
Well, my doctor told me once I had an enlarged heart, but I can't help from caring.
Meanwhile, at the Scratchin' Post, Prue Beaumont and her newest faithful friend, Daisy Nelson, were having a very similar conversation.
You didn't.
Sure did. That's too much. It's something simple that shows how much I care for that man.
A locket with your hair in it.
Men don't wear no lockets. It's a pocket fob.
A locket by any other name makes that man a little sweet, Prue.
You want to keep working here, Daisy?
A pocket fob sounds like a perfect gift. You gonna give it to him tonight at the party?
Certainly am.
The decorations will be hung and spread out. Full moon tonight, too. I can just see it now. The light will hit his 10-gallon just the right way, and I will know. I'll give it to him, tell him how I'm feeling. We'll ride off into the sunset together.
The sunset of the full moon?
Daisy, I swear.
Sorry.
But that's enough gabbing. We gotta get to gussying this place up to the rafters.
And a gussying is just what they did. The mantles of the fireplaces were draped with evergreen branches. Garland was hung from the rafters. Pine cones and berries were strewn from the fixtures to add color. Christmas had certainly come to the Post.
This place looks more festive than a tumbleweed wearing a Santa hat doing a can-can.
Sure does. And I'll say that putting reindeer antlers on the horses inspired.
That was your idea.
Yeah, I know, still inspired. Here comes Lucky. See you in a titch.
Hey there, Prue.
Hey there, Lucky.
You and the gal certainly pulled off a feat with all the twinkling lights and jolly folks sipping sarsaparilla, and even the horses wearing reindeer antlers.
We sure knew how to wrangle up some holiday cheer in these parts.
It's enough to make a cowboy trade in his spurs for a pair of jingle bells. Yee-haw! Oh, I've got something for you for Christmas.
You did?
I did. But, I think I left it at home.
You think?
It's in the privy in the house.
Did you just say the privy?
I should go get it tomorrow. Maybe at the town hall meeting, or maybe not. It's been a great night, and it's getting tired in here. Not Prue.
But Lucky, he's gone.
That went well and quick.
I swear you're a daisy just begging to be playing a girl.
The very next day, the town hall is filled with anticipation as townspeople gather to discuss their upcoming Christmas pageant. Prue Beaumont, Lucky Almond, and anyone who's anyone in this town eagerly await the meeting soon to begin.
All right, settle down now, folks.
Hey, y'all, listen up to Hank here. You might not find him threatening, but if you don't start heeding him, you'll have to answer to me.
Thank you, Prue. Let's get this shindig started. We're here to plan our first annual Christmas pageant, and I can't wait to hear all your fancy ideas.
How about we set up a humongous nativity scene with some real, live critters?
You just want to make a quick buck by renting your ugly old varmints out.
Well, no such thing. We'll have a feed box with a baby in it. It'll be like the sweet baby Jesus himself is right here with us.
Supposing you want your ugly little nephew laying in that same trough, swearing my prize pig, Pork Chop Pete, wouldn't even touch him.
I'll pop you a good one, Etta.
Oh, I've seen you hit your lady Zeke. Pretty sure I can take that weak right hook.
I got an idea. How about we sing carols?
Carols?
Yeah! Let's get a bunch of rowdy carolers belting out a few tunes. Before you know it, the whole town will be singing along.
You sing, Lucky?
Well, not normally outside of the shower. And I don't get but one shower every couple of years.
I reckon Lucky's on to something.
We'll be keeping that in mind. I like the spirit, folks. Keep them ideas coming. There's no bad ideas, just ornery neighbors.
As the townspeople continue sharing their wild and wacky ideas, the room fills with joy and anticipation. But just as the excitement reaches its peak, the doors swing open and breathless Daisy storms in, catching everyone by surprise.
Hey, hey, hey! Slow down and catch your breath, Daisy. Trouble! What you talking about?
A bunch of troublemakers are heading straight for us.
Settle down, folks.
We're in a pickle.
Sure am.
Sounds like we got ourselves a pack of rowdy troublemakers headed our way, aiming to wreak havoc on our Christmas celebrations.
Happened before. It'll happen again.
But we ain't about to let them ruin our festive spirit.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Inventing a contraption that shoots biscuits into the sky to create cloud biscuits?
How in tarnation did you get elected mayor?
Ran unopposed.
Ugh. We're gonna to turn this here Christmas pageant into a trap fit for those lawless lowlives.
Great idea, Prue.
We could transform the scratching post into a holding area, feed them a few drinks, grease them up with some kindness and compliments. Then we'll drive them to the corral and trap them there.
And how about we deck our stagecoach with garlands and tumbleweeds and maybe some cactus flowers and ride through the town?
Like a parade.
Exactly like a parade.
And once we get those outlaws chasing us through the streets, got them all in the mood,
we'll trigger the snare and bang! Spring a lasso trap.
And rope them up like a pile of wild broncos caught in a rodeo and a roundup.
A Christmas pageant and a takedown rolled into one.
That's quite the show.
Ain't this just more work on top of the decorating we already done did?
You take an issue with these holiday festivities?
No, I am not. Just tired from before is all ready to jingle them bells.
Let's do it.
Before the sun even rises over Giddyup Gulch, the townsfolk are hard at work, bedecking every lamppost, building, and hitching post with festive ornaments. The air is filled with laughter and holiday cheer.
Girls, gather round.
Prue was organizing her girls to deck the halls of the scratching post.
We gotta put the finishing touches on this here establishment.
But Prue, we done spruced and scoured everything after the party. Decorations are still up. What's left?
We do what we do best.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
We're gonna fix ourselves all fancy-like. Use our feminine wiles.
I'll go get my finest corsets. Maybe some of my undergarments that have been scrubbed down.
Maybe not so much the latter.
Sounds like fun. And an honest way to make a quick buck.
We'll be bucking tomorrow night, ladies. You can bet your bottom dollar on that.
Not a half mile away, Lucky and Cleveland have arranged for a sleigh ride of western proportions.
Got the boys together, Cleveland. We're ready to decorate the carriage for the pool raid.
I've been ready myself. I've been rustling up some of the finest tumbleweed.
Well, that sounds good.
Best cactus flowers this side of the Mississippi.
Perfect.
Pine cones, berries, and evergreens have been got too.
Well, that's the list. Now, we get them all wrapped up around the carriage.
Oh.
Oh, Cleve.
Well, maybe more like,
Doesn't inspire confidence.
Well, I got the evergreens and the pine cones. Then, I had a drink. Next was the cactus flowers. Then, I had a drink. Finally, the tumbleweeds. Then, I had a drink. And then I had another drink.
But you didn't get the carriage.
You guessed it. Hey, it ain't my fault, though. Have you met my wife?
Nuh-uh.
Me neither. But if you meet her before I do, let her know I'm waiting.
Cleve.
I'm going to be fetching the carriage.
Horses, too?
Guess I'm the only one doing anything around these parts.
Last but not least, Hank, along with Etta and Zeke, set up a makeshift little town of Bethlehem.
How's everything coming around here?
It's done, finally. No thanks to Zeke here.
Something gone wrong?
I've got problems with Zeke's big ass.
I'm sorry?
My donkey is not as bad as all that, Etta.
Oh, no? That beast was certainly a burden when he squatted over the trough where we were gonna lay our Lord and Savior in the flesh.
He didn't.
Sure did. Used it as a commode. Took all the lye I had in my house to get it clean again.
He got scared is all. Won't happen again, I promise.
But everything's done.
After hours of scrubbing, it's shining like the North Star.
Phew!
With all the pieces of the puzzle in place, Lucky, Hank, and Prue meet one last time to review the elements of the distract and snare.
Manger is set up. Jesus is ready to be born.
All the gals are in positions at the post.
Stagecoach is decked out with more garlands and ribbons than you can shake a candy cane at.
This Christmas pageant is shaping up to be a sight to behold.
Those heartless heathens won't know what hit them.
Then we best be getting a good night's sleep. Just one more sleep till we get in good.
As the sun sets over Giddyup Gulch, the buildings glow with warm light. The air is filled with the scent of pine and roasted chestnuts. Even with the threat looming over the literal horizon, the townsfolk sleep easy, knowing that their plan very well could work. The next day comes too soon. The townsfolk gather in the city square a few hours after rousing from their beds to greet the ruffians.
You said they're coming in from the north?
You know I'm not too good with directions.
She is a woman.
You best muzzle that maw of yours, Hank, if you know what's good for you.
Sorry, Prue, these proceedings have me worried something awful.
Mere moments after the desperados were said to be headed in from the north, they quickly but silently made their entrance from the south.
Howdy, folks! Ah!
Well, that's one fine hey, and how do you do?
Sorry, y'all, we don't get many outsiders around these parts. Excited to see you is all.
I thought you said from the north.
Lest I remind you again, I am bad with directions.
I think we should make some introductions, yeah?
Love that idea, sweetheart.
The name is Rufus Bannerman, and if you hadn't guessed, this little woman right here is my old lady, Tabitha Bannerman.
You better watch what you're saying, old man.
You know I'm just funning you, hun.
Don't forget about our bestest friend in the world and the one who rounds out our trio, Rufus.
Never could. This lass here is no other than the melodic mercenary herself, Ophelia Sinclair.
Now, she's on vocal rest right now, but when she opens her mouth, it's to die for.
They certainly are a jovial lot to be cold-blooded killers.
I guess it's not work when you love what you do. Yeah.
It's nice to meet y'all, but we've got a night in store for y'all.
For us? We didn't even know you knew we was coming.
We gotta watch our backs. I mean, it's Christmas, so we gotta watch out for each other. Follow Miss Prue here to the scratching post. She'll get you set up with some prairie punch.
Oh, that sounds delightful. We certainly are parched after such a long ride.
With their mischievous machinations in motion, the town works together to trap what they believe to be the next big threat to their safety. At the scratching post...
This punch is delicious, Prue. What's in it?
Oh, it's nothing but some lemons and limes and a few spices.
And enough whiskey to drown a Mustang.
What was that?
Oh, no, it's a family recipe.
Me and Ophelia can't get enough. Right, Ophelia? Oh, right, she can't talk right now. And those ladies, Splank and Rufus, well, they certainly are friendly.
Ain't they, though? It's like I always say, when you're here, you're family.
You sound like my Italian cousin, Oliver.
After Lucky has loaded the two-faced trio in the awesomely adorned buggy, they're all conveyed to the corral.
Ooh, that party was a real doozy, Lucky.
Well, knowing Prue and her gals, I'm sure it was.
Speaking of Prue, you got designs on her?
Designs? Well, Rufus, she's a gal with legs and a head. Not attached to her legs, of course. And then there's a torso and arms. And she is real pretty. Her hand and those arms are hers. Is it hot in here? Because I'm sweating in places I didn't know I could get all moist.
Say no more, Lucky. Say no more.
Finally, they arrive with Hank, Etta, and Zeke, along with the rest of the town at the corral for the alleged revealing of the nativity scene.
Thank you all for joining us here to celebrate Jesus, I guess. Sorry, I was never good at speaking in public.
Use the mayor!
I wanted to thank our guests here, too.
Just get on with it.
Go have another drink, Cleveland.
You don't gotta tell me twice, by y'all.
Without further ado, the countdown, please.
Countdown? We normally only do that at New Year's, but still love numbers all the same.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hands in the sky till they touch clouds.
Pulling guns on our guests? Not something we do for New Year's, or any holiday for that matter.
What is going on here?
We know all about your scheming. Coming to our town making a ruckus.
maybe sending a couple of us to our heavenly reward.
What are you talking about? We ain't here doing nothing of the sort.
Don't you play coy with us. We know you've been sent by the railroad or the prospector trying to take over our little piece of land here.
We're doing no such thing.
You're making a move, and they ain't welcome at this here juncture.
My card. It's in my left pocket.
Lucky fishes in Rufus's pocket only to find...
a business card! Claiming that they're part of this,
the Grassland Guardians.
A group of Samaritans doing the Lord's work. We're here to spread the good word. Seeing if we can be helping you folks is all.
But it seems you're good here.
Well, don't we got eggs on our faces?
Mind lowering those shiny and loaded weapons?
Oh, yeah. I guess apologies are in order.
You said you liked the punch, yeah, Tabitha? Care for another?
Make it a double.
Hi, Zeke.
Yeah?
Your goat is snacking on one of them wise men.
Oh, thunderation! Get off of him, you yelly-bellied varmint!
That night, the town and their new friends from the frontier meet once again at Prue's place for food and festivities.
We sure are sorry about the misunderstanding, y'all.
We've been treated better, and we've been treated worse.
We are traveling around the plains trying to bring joy and happiness, and well, not everybody is accepting of that particular lifestyle. Anything to add to the proceedings before we get to carousing with these fine folks, Ophelia?
God bless us, everyone.
Aww. A little later in the proceedings.
This is some party, Prue.
All the better to spend with friends, Lucky.
I got you a little something.
I did the same.
You go first.
No, you.
Why don't you both give each other whatever at the same time?
Lucky, it's...
Prue, you didn't.
It's a cloth. A soft one at that.
It's a pan. Got a well with ink, too.
I've been watching you write in your journal all the time. I thought maybe you could write something pretty for someone special.
And I've been seeing you fiddle with that locket of yours. Thought you'd want to keep it clean and shiny for someone special, which I guess is you.
Hey, look, Lucky. Mistletoe.
Sure is, Miss Prue.
And you know what that means?
I can say that I surely don't.
Here, let me show you.
Cleveland, stop it. You smell like a distillery.
So do you, kid. But I still love you. Distill my heart.
Hey, Prue?
Yeah, Lucky?
Merry Christmas, Prudus Beaumont.
Merry Christmas, Lucky Almond.
If you ever hear the festive footsteps of a cheeky Christmas sprite, if you ever fear the merry mischief of Mistletoe Marauder, if you ever run into a rascally rogue with a reckless reindeer-riding ruse, Prudence Beaumont and Lucky Almond, alongside their band of boisterous brigadiers, will be there to ensure your Christmas cheer remains unblemished. So until we gather around the glowing hearth of this festival holiday trail, dear Yuletide cowboys and cowgirls, then we'll get together and have a hog-killing time. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to the end of our broadcast day. But we can't leave you without a song. It's so hard to say goodbye. We all just smile and sigh. And we all sing...
Until next time, the laughter, the tears, the anger, the fears, we come together until we part in such sweet sorrow.
And so for now we say,
until next time.
So until next time, we'll be waiting right here on the dial just for you. Good night.
Shortwave Kitsch is a Hat on a Hat production, produced with love and curiosity by Kristen Granite, Maddie Casto-Kobler, Brooke Rash, and Brandon L. Joyner. You can catch our broadcast on popular platforms like Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you find your podcasts. And as we close this chapter, we invite you to stay connected. Maybe you want to see us perform live. We hope that you'll even consider supporting us. Find out how to do this and so much more at swkradio.com. There you can dig into bonus content, engage in lively discussions, and discover how you can play an active role in shaping the content that you love. For those looking to dive even deeper, check out our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes access and perks. And of course, a heartfelt thank you to our listeners. You make all this possible. Subscribe, support, and stay tuned for more tales from Shortwave Kitsch. Until next time, take care.